Hey, we've got Steve Pettis with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service with us on the line again this morning via Skype. Good morning, Steve Pettis.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm very good. But I'm wondering what somebody like a Steve Pettis does on a week like we have today with all of this rain.
I tell you what, us gardeners aren't doing a whole lot this week, that's for sure.
Well, we got a whole lot to do this coming weekend, though, and I can't help but think, Paige and I were talking about this earlier, Steve, with Garden Jubilee changed up to now be more like a nursery and garden center tour, how well that might work out this year with the potential weather we're going to have.
Well, rainy weather always dampens everything.
However,
people are really antsy to get out of their houses and do something. So it could go either way, but we're going to look on the positive sides of things. And the Garden Jubilee is always one of my favorite events every year.
Of course.
And like you guys, I was really disappointed that we couldn't have it downtown and do our regular thing, because that's one of our great opportunities to reach people. Literally hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah.
Get in front of them. It's great for our marketing. It's great for getting to meet people and all of that. But, this year we're going to do something different. Tourism, Henderson County Tourism Authority, or Henderson County Tourist Development Authority.
Yeah.
They've done a fine job of making lemonade out of lemons.
Yeah.
And organizing a garden center and nursery tour this year. And they've even gotten some orchards on board, some of the orchards that have roadside stands. They're on board. So there is, if you go to the visithendersonvillenc.org website and you go to the Garden Jubilee page, you'll see a great list of all of the 2020 participants. We have Growing Concern Garden Center, Berry Farms, Breezy Acres Nursery, Briggs Garden Center, Carolina Ace Hardware, Steps Hillcrest Orchard, High Country Nursery, which is located at Holt Orchards.
Yeah.
And it goes on and on and on. I don't know if you want me to read them all, but there's a lot.
Well, we're going to have all of those on the front page of our website also. We'll have a Garden Jubilee tab there, which you can click and see that. And you can download the brochure also to go to places. One of the other things that's happening with Garden Jubilee also is one of the things that people love so much about it. They love some of the artisans and the crafters that you see during Garden Jubilee weekend. Well, never fear. Nurseries and garden centers are going to have some crafters there on the property with them, some crafters that you would typically find at Garden Jubilee. So you'll still get a taste of that.
Yeah, it looks like Jeter Mountain Farm is going to have a lot of vendors at their place. Steps Hillcrest Orchard is going to have some people doing some arts and crafts.
And from what I understand, the great Steve Pettis is going to be in a couple of locations doing some talks. Am I correct?
Yeah, on Friday I'll be at Raymond's Garden Center answering garden questions. Uh-huh. So anybody that wants to come by and bring pictures of sick plants or little pieces of sick plants and see if we can't figure out what's wrong with them, or if they just have general garden questions, or if they just want to say hi, I'll be at Raymond's on Friday from 10 to 2. And then on Saturday, I'll be at Ace Hardware on Greenville Highway from 10 to 3.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And, of course, Ace Hardware is the big sponsor for Garden Jubilee this year.
Indeed. Indeed, they are. And we're looking forward to being at both of those events.
Yeah. And so Garden Jubilee also is the whole weekend now. It's, if I'm correct, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the TDA has done this to help the companies out, these vendors.
Yeah.
You know, give them more time and more exposure. This is going to be really good for our local garden centers, nurseries, and orchards to have a few extra days with a lot of extra promotion coming from the TDA for Garden Jubilee. So lots of people will come out. And you know, if we can get Paul Speranza to order us up some decent weather for the weekend.
I'm working on him. I promise. I'm pushing him hard for that.
Let us know if we need to bake him a cake or something.
He'll take it. I can guarantee you. All right. So Garden Jubilee this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Once again, Steve Pettis, you hear him on the radio here. You can talk to him face to face. And you'll be at Raymond's Garden Center on Friday. I think you said from 10 until 2, right?
Sir,
And then you'll be at Ace Hardware on Saturday.
Yeah. The great thing about right now is we're at the peak of the spring planting season. So all of these garden centers are going to have they're going to have their best plants. It's the best time of year to really purchase plants in their full glory. You'll get to see your hydrangeas in full bloom. There'll be rhododendrons blooming, azaleas blooming, et cetera. And this is just one of the best times to visit a garden center is in the spring in Western North Carolina in late May, 1st of June. That's when the plants are really showing out.
And here's the other thing to mention, Steve, is that with this week being the way it's been, all gloomy and rainy, they're going to be ready to see folks. they're going to be ready to see folks. So what a great opportunity to get out and support our local garden centers and our local nurseries.
And a big shout out and thanks to the Henderson County Tourism Development Authority for, calling an audible at the last minute and putting this thing together. I know they put in tons of work every year, but this had to be, even more work. So, again, if you want to learn more, you can go to their website, visit hendersonvillenc.org, go to the Garden Jubilee tab and click on it. Scroll down. You'll get a description of the event, which is basically a self-guided tour of gardens, nurseries, and orchards in the county who are participating. And if you scroll down a little further, you'll see a list of all the nursery and orchards, including, I forgot to mention, some of our other staff are going to be around the county as well.
Oh, great.
Terry, our director and Apple agent, is going to be out at McConnell Farms.
Oh, fantastic. We'll be talking to Danny in the next little bit, so we'll talk about that.
Yeah, and I think if it's worked out, I'm not positive yet, but Denise, our 4-H agent, might be out at Steps Plants.
Okay. So thank you guys also, thank you guys, the North Carolina Cooperative Extension, for doing the same thing, for stepping out and again, making lemonade. And hopefully it's going to be some delicious and wonderful and successful lemonade this weekend for Garden Jubilee.
Yeah. Fantastic. All we need is a few hours of no rain, Paul Speranza.
He says Saturday's going to be the best day, ultimately. That's what he's saying right now. But he said this storm that's messing around. It's real hard to tell exactly what it's going to do and when it's going to do. He keeps calling it a pain in the neck. so hopefully as we get closer to, he'll be able to tell us a little bit more for the weekend.
Great.
All right. So let's talk to us. Let's chat about one more subject here before we go. We've talked about Garden Jubilee, and you've talked about some of the things we're going to see. That are blooming right now. One of the things you sent me here too is really kind of cool in a picture that you sent, pollinator houses. Talk to us about that, Steve.
Yeah, so as people know, most likely if they've followed the news, the news for insects currently is not great. Scientists who study this sort of thing will tell us that populations are down across the world, really, and that could be from a number of factors. Probably mostly, it's probably mostly due to habitat change. If you just think about it, here used to be nothing but farms and fields with lots of weeds and flowers.
Yeah.
And now it's mostly woods, which doesn't have a lot of flowers relative to a field. So, you know, just that one change there can reduce the number of insects over, say, 1950 to 2020. You know, in 70 years, we could definitely see a total change in the way things are going. So there are other problems, too. Pesticide use or misuse, let's say that, not use, because if it's used properly, they can be fine. But if they're misused, improperly used, that can impact insects. And our most important insects are the pollinators. These are the insects that visit flowers. And the flowers tempt the insects with sweet nectar and pollen, which bees will drink. They'll drink the nectar and gather the pollen to feed to their babies. And in exchange, they do a little work for the plants. They go out and spread this pollen from plant to plant and help these flowers reproduce. Pollinators are absolutely essential in our agriculture. 70% of the crops that we enjoy are pollinated by insects. So imagine the no insects. You could go to the grocery store and basically all you're going to have is things made out of grains and that sort of thing. So they're very important to us. And one of the things we can do for them is create habitat and shelter and provide them food. Those are three the main things we can do for them. And as you mentioned, I sent you a picture of a beautiful pollinator house.
Yeah.
And really, most of the native insects that do the heavy lifting of pollination are bees. And many of those bees are bees that inhabit wood. They drill little holes in wood, or they inhabit existing crevices and holes in wood. And that's where they lay their eggs. And typically what they'll do is they'll have a tunnel, little tiny tunnel. They'll fly in there, lay an egg, the female will. Then she'll go out and gather pollen. She'll take it back to the little tube, crawl back in there, make a pollen ball, ball it up in front of the egg, and then seal that off with sometimes wax, sometimes mud, sometimes leaves, whatever it is. And she'll repeat the process all down the tube, laying eggs, stocking them with pollen. And then those eggs hatch and turn into larvae. They eat the pollen and then eventually become adults. And we can make these very simply. Literally, all you have to do is take the log and turn it on its end. And on the round end of a cut log, you can drill some holes of various sizes, anywhere from half an inch down to a quarter of an inch. Into the end of the log, make sure they're about 6 to 8 inches deep. And then you take that log and lay it somewhere in the landscape, and it will be inhabited by insects. I have one in my yard.
Wow.
And all I did literally was took a piece of my firewood, drilled some holes in the end of it, of various sizes, all more than 6 inches deep. And I set it outside, and now it's already got several of those tubes are full of bee larvae.
How about that? I'm seeing a picture of it here, too. Who'd have thought that was that easy?
It's very simple. And, if you think about it, you don't get a lot of logs in the forest laying on their ends with holes drilled in the end.
Right.
They'll nest also in all kinds of cavities. I've seen little bees nesting in railings. So if you have any kind of tube outside, they'll make a nest inside. And so you can take paper straws. You can take bamboo pieces, anything like that. And if you lay them horizontally to the ground on a wall, on a fence, anything like that, bees will inhabit those little tubes.
Okay, very cool. Well, that's a very cool project to be able to do.
Yeah, I suggest people go to our website. I made a page yesterday on pollinator resources online from NC State. If you go to the Henderson County Cooperative Extension website, you'll see it's one of the latest news items put on the front page. I just kind of aggregated all the web pages that we have out there. And one of those pages is on how to build bee houses.
Okay. Well, very cool. Very simple. I love the whole log idea. And looking at the picture here, it's so simple. I think I'm going to try that. To help
really
out our pollinators.
And these little bees are very tiny, most of them. And you probably wouldn't give them a second glance normally. But when you see them inhabit this little nest that you've made, it's really fun to watch.
Wow. Very cool. All right. So support our pollinators. Steve, once again, let's remind folks where you're going to be this coming weekend for Garden Jubilee. On Friday, you were at Raymond's Garden Center, correct?
I'm at Raymond's Garden Center on Friday from 10 to 2, rain or shine. And I'll be at Ace Hardware from 10 to 3 on Saturday, rain or shine as well.
Fantastic. All right. The topics we talked about this morning will be on the front page of our website again. a little bit later today, and we'll also have all of that Garden Jubilee information on the front page of our website as well. Steve, thanks again for joining us this morning, and thanks again for what you're doing for Garden Jubilee this weekend, and we'll see you out at Raymond's and or Ace, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, see you. Yes, sir. Steve Pettis with North Carolina Cooperative Extension. Always cool stuff to share with us.